Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:50 Irish Summer Time. Today is October 15th. Well, this has been a rather difficult day for stock markets generally. We saw the vast majority of Europe down in excess of 5%. The FTSE was down over 7%, as was the Netherlands. We also saw or are seeing that Wall Street is selling off rather aggressively into the close, with the Dow Jones down in excess of 600 points and the S&P down 7.75%. Part of the reason the FTSE was so weak today was because of Tom Albanese saying that we were going to have a slowdown in demand for commodities from China. And there was also some weak retail sale figures in the US, which put a damper on enthusiasm. What we're seeing at the moment is that stock markets are making history. Last week was one of the fastest declines on record. We are at a time when sentiment is plumbing new depths, when volatility is hitting records not seen since 1987, although volatility is certainly off its highs in here. The credit spreads, the TED spread and the OIS spread, remain relatively close to their highs. The OIS spread, this is the largest pullback we've seen in this accelerated uptrend, but it certainly needs to come back quite a lot more. Whereas the TED spread remains in a relatively consistent uptrend, and while this is getting to be a larger reaction than we've seen previously, it still remains extremely elevated and needs to contract further. Now it's going in the right direction, but it needs to start doing that a bit more quickly. What we also saw in here today was that gold steadied up a little bit in here. Oil was quite a bit weaker in here. It was down $4.50, down to $74 now. And we are in an extremely nervous environment. What we saw from the beginning of this week was one of the strongest rallies for stock markets in history. And there were some markets even hitting the circuit breaker in how far they had rallied on Monday and Tuesday. But that is now being pulled back. And the big question now is whether we're going to see the majority of stock markets hold above the Friday lows or whether they're going to push below them. Given the incredible amount of support that has been lent to markets via governments and central banks and various measures instituted by the monetary authorities and regulatory authorities, it would be frankly surprising to see significant new lows for a number of the stock markets, especially given the extremely oversold condition that they're in. However, we certainly can't rule that out, and they now need to push above yesterday's highs to offset scope for some further downside. What is, I think, the most likely scenario in here is that we're going to have some extremely volatile ranging activity where we get massive moves both on the upside and the downside from one day to the next. The Achilles heel for any recovery in here is that there is plenty of bad news coming, and with every these pieces of bad news are bound to start having a diminishing return over time, but because sentiment is so very low at the moment, they are having an untoward effect to stock markets, and that's why we see the Dow Jones down almost, well, 7%, it just ticked over. But as I said, these negative news stories will have a diminishing return over time as an acceptance that the recession that so many people have talked about is underway, and that I suppose retail sales figures slowing is really not that big a surprise. But the very fact that it came when markets were so very nervous is certainly putting pressure on them. What this is still batten down the hatches time for a number of investors, and we saw that the yen was a bit stronger in here today, as was the dollar. You'll see that Swiss krona chart that I pushed put up there today, and it's pushing up to new highs rather aggressively against the Swedish krona. And gold was a bit steadier in here today. The other precious metals were relatively weak. Silver was down 66 cents, and while we continue to see evidence that the precious metals, other than gold, are cheap relative to the gold price, and that gold shares are cheap relative to gold. We don't see the absolute technical action that would push these up significantly, and I think we're unlikely to see it until we see some sort of concerted action that will bring down these credit spreads markedly, because it will require that type of activity to help bring some speculative investors back into these markets. I think probably the only sensible way to play being long of the gold shares at the moment is to play the ratio where one would be short of gold but long of the gold shares, and that would help to harvest that ratio declining as it peaked there last week. But I personally, I'm not even remotely considering that because I don't want to be short of gold in this type of scenario. And I mention it only as a way of harvesting that rather overextended pair that we see out there between the ratio of gold to the gold miners. Industrial metals also got hit relatively hard in here today. We saw copper down over 22 cents, nearly 23 cents, so pulling back towards that $2 level. Nickel was also down over $900, so pulling back towards that 10,000 level, and weakness right across the sector. As I said, sentiment remains extremely bearish in here, and people are very much attuned to the doom and gloom. If we do see stock markets breaking below last Friday's lows and pushing below them in a significant way, well, then there's a good chance that those Friday lows were the penultimate low for this type of acceleration. Just going back to what we would expect to see in an accelerating market, an acceleration is an ending of unspecified duration. So we have had a very good rebound following that extremely climactic activity we saw last week. And if you go back and look at lots of different charts where you've noticed acceleration, often an acceleration will do the vast majority of the move. And sometimes when a market is particularly bullish or particularly bearish, that low from the acceleration will not be the final low, but it'll be the penultimate low. And you'll see markets move to a marginal new low, although at the time it will certainly look to be absolutely apocalyptic in a bear case, but then that will have been the final low. So to reiterate, if we do see markets pulling below the Friday lows, there's a very good chance that those Friday lows were the penultimate low for this move, and we are, I think, if not at the lows right now, we're very, very close to them in terms of the type of trading that is going to continue from here. If we were to see markets finding support above the Friday lows or ranging sideways, then if it moves into a range, that would indicate that supply and demand have come back into balance, at least in the short term. And there would obviously then be a parity between the bullish and bearish arguments. Then we would also be looking for a break upwards from any range that develops. But markets are certainly at a juncture in here right now. They're either going to break upwards or break downwards, or they're going to find support. If they find support around here and can push above the highs that we saw from Tuesday, that's going to be very positive, and they will have further to run into the next couple of weeks and towards Christmas. If they break down, it's going to take longer, and we could still see a rally before Christmas, but it would probably write off any positive return for the rest of October. Certainly, we're getting extremely volatile activity in here, and with volatility this high, it wouldn't be surprising to see these markets winging around and going up one day and down the next. As the market closes out in here right now, we see that the Dow is down in excess of 8%, the S&P is down almost 9.25%. So extremely weak activity into the close. And there is probably going to be some sort of knock-on effect in here in Asia tomorrow. Hong Kong was down about 5% today. It'll probably be down a bit more tomorrow. The Nikkei was surprising in its strength this morning, being up over 1%. In other words, it held on to the entire gain that it put in yesterday, and that was in excess of 12 or 13%, if my memory serves correctly. So that was enormously positive action, and it does have some room to pull back right now without actually taking out those lows. So that is quite positive. Looking at some of these other assets, we saw that treasuries had sold off rather aggressively in here, and they've been down almost every day for the last week. But they rallied a bit following this weak action on Wall Street, and they have a bit further potential, I think, to rally somewhat on the upside, but almost certainly not towards the highs that we saw at the beginning of last week. And with the dollar firming up in here, it does appear that there might be further for this to go. It has pulled back towards that 80 level on the dollar index, having hit a high of 83.1 earlier on in the week. Or sorry, it was actually at the end of last week. And this is looking like a consolidation above that 80 level. It looks like the dollar has further to go on the upside. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but it's certainly going to be an interesting couple of days watching where these stock markets either find support or break downwards. And thank you very much for your time.